All right, let's see if it's going to work this time. If you are hearing me, that means we figured it out, and that would be really cool. I am seeing the levels working this time, so bear with me here for a second while I just... Okay, I think I'm hearing me on the stream. That sounds like me. Okay, all right. Well, geez, thank you so much for your patience. It's Christy Aphrodite. And all right, if you're here, you probably know this is like my first time. Technically, it's my second time pushing the buttons to make all this work. Okay, so let's see. Thank you for the feedback. I'm going to hit some buttons and how's that? Okay, yeah, so I'm learning as I go, so thank you so much for your patience and bearing with me, and for those of you who made it through that terrible show last night, thank you. All right, wow, so I have no idea what happened, but yeah, please just make sure that you let me know in the text chat how the sound and stuff is coming through. Last night I was so overmodulated. It was terrible, but I did fix it as best as I could in the archives. So yeah, it was super terrible. And, you know, but hey, I warned you ahead of time. I'm probably going to make a few mistakes along the way. All right, thanks so much for the feedback on the chat, and I'll keep watching to check it out. Also, today I set up a caller line, because obviously what I tried to do yesterday, I mean, I guess it's good for these practice shows, right? But my Virgo perfectionist tendencies just kind of want to get it done, and get it done as right as possible. So a little bit before the show, I got a caller line. So I'll give out that number right now. It is 720-740-9229. That's 720-740-9229. And I cannot guarantee. Okay, mic level go down. Okay. Some more. All right. Or I can just sit back, which would actually be way better. Okay. Thank you. And yeah, so it won't always be this way, but I'm going to learn this. I'm determined, and I've kind of learned a lot pretty quick. So we're going to check out that caller line tonight at some point, too. I may make more mistakes. But that's how I'm going to learn, and I will try to not make them 12 times. Once, twice, maybe. But okay, thanks so much. You can hear me now. So, all right, we'll just pretend this is starting now. And thank you, so much, for being here. This is the Ocelli Radio Network. Ocelli.com is the website. And you know, I'm technically challenged, so I don't know all the different ways to listen, but they're on his website. there's different like apps, TuneIn, Spotify, things like that. But, yeah, so for those of you that would like to join us on the text chat, that's over at ChristyAphrodite.com. And, what I wanted to talk about tonight, I kind of named the topic. It's kind of a provocative name, but I have a tendency to be a little provocative at times. But heal or die. And, you know, that came to me, I guess I mentioned it in a video a while back when I was thinking about what's preventing so many people from healing. And, you know, if you've listened to my show or videos before, you know that personal development and self-responsibility through self-love, self-ownership, self-discovery, right? Which is something that we have been kept from in this world. You know, we're taught to follow the leader. We get punished for stepping out of line or having our own thought. And yeah, so, you know, the sooner, like I mentioned last night, the sooner we realize that we all have some programming, a little bit of trauma we might want to heal, then at least we can start addressing it. So I want to get to those roots tonight, and I'm going to talk less about if you have this, take that, if you have this, take that, because I... Look, when we're dealing with holistic healing, spell it W-H-O-L-E, okay? So we are dealing with the whole body. And the whole body isn't just your physical, right? So, and if you believe that that's the case, then you're probably not going to enjoy anything I have to say, not just tonight, but probably not ever. So, I can tell you which YouTube channel to avoid, and that's Christy Aphrodite, and I can tell you which show to avoid, that's Christy Aphrodite, and I can tell you, yeah, so, because it really is all about self-responsibility, and I know that we have, you know, we're a society of punishment. We get punished for stepping out of line. We get, as I mentioned yesterday, the analogy, like, you know, you can go through life, 50, 60, 70 years of life, and never or rarely hear, hey, man, that's a really good job. You did a great job on the road today, driving 600 miles in the snow to get your delivery there on time. Or, hey, that was a really neat thing you did for those children on the ball field. You know, you don't hear that. Hey, you really... did good. I see you shining and stepping out and following your heart and really good job on that. We don't hear that. But damn, if you cross that yellow road, that yellow line, right? That double yellow line in the middle of the road, say in those 600 miles, and say you do those 600 miles every single day, right? Like you're a trucker or you're just a crazy van life person like me at times. You know, you don't hear that, oh, wow, way to go. You avoided that accident. You avoided that, you know. No, you don't hear that. You get a ticket from an agent with a badge and a gun. Then you get to go pay more agents, right, to be reminded of how imperfect you are. So... the guilt and shame that we feel as a society, like the last thing we need to be doing is blaming ourselves, all right? Because I know that that's something we all live with, right? I'm talking to myself. For those of you who don't know, I lived a life just like everyone else. I was medicated. I had all these so-called incurable diseases, told I would never walk again, blah, blah, blah. Like, I've talked about that so many times. Like, sometimes I even wonder, what can I actually say that I haven't already said before? But if you can get one thing out of anything I have ever said or done, that one thing is that you have the power. Okay, so we're going to talk about this tonight. Heal or die is the topic, and some of the questions I want to address. What is self-healing? Is there really such a thing? And I'm going to say this. I'm going bold. What is the only right way to heal? And what is the one thing we are missing when it comes to self-healing? If self-healing is so easy, why isn't everyone doing it? And heal or die, why so extreme? Okay, so, and as always, if you have questions or comments, please feel free to use the chat, or you can call in, and I'm assuming I'll be able to work the caller line. This is my very first time in my whole life pushing all these buttons and being responsible for all of these things working, so bear with me. But the phone number is 720-740-9229. That's 720 740 92 29. All right, so why so extreme? Here's the thing. Just because you are able to breathe doesn't mean you are actually living. And if you don't believe me, like, go outside your house. Go somewhere in public, your local pub or grocery store or whatever. First we have to face the facts. We have been bombarded with biological and chemical warfare. And I mentioned again last night what I refer to as the MKUltra joke, where most people think that it's this thing that happened for a short period of time to just a handful of unlucky individuals in an underground base. And some of them you're supposed to fear because they're out to get you. And then others, you know, they're big heroes, so send them your money. Okay. The joke, the MKUltra joke, just simply stated, is that it didn't go away in the 70s or whatever they want you to believe. It expanded to every single household in the country. Okay? TV, we've already discussed that. Like, I don't think there's anyone here that knows that that's not the, or that does not know that it is, it literally is the greatest weapon ever unleashed upon mankind. Okay? And then you throw in whatever, chemtrails, you're injected with neurotoxins at birth. Injected with known neurotoxins at birth. How? And nobody thinks there's anything wrong with that. And last night, of course, I touched on circumcision. And then we send our most precious assets to get tortured, traumatized, held down, you know? And, like, hello, trauma. Okay, so we literally are traumatized from birth, but we're not even taught what trauma actually is. And, you know, yeah, see, oh, well, a dude coming home from war, PTSD, oh, poor thing. Well, yeah, that's absolutely true. They definitely have PTSD, but that doesn't mean you don't. And that's the mistake I made when I first went into helping others through my holistic health coaching and, you know, back in like 2009 and 2010. It was 2010. Yeah, I was 38. And that's when I realized, well, I was reading a book that I bought that I thought would help me help others that made me realize that, holy crap, me too. So I'm not going to get into all the specifics. We already know we're being poisoned, food, water, air, blah, blah, blah. Done that, right? Been there, done that. So what I want to focus on is things that we can do to not succumb to the fear, the programming, and get ourselves trapped in the loops of the matrix or the prison construct, okay? And I think I should probably start off by saying, because it might help everything else I say make more sense, but I kind of believe that this is our school, okay? And I also don't believe that everyone is a student. Even though we're all students and teachers of one another, okay? But we're not all in the same grade. We're not all in the same class. We're not all here for the same purpose. And just because, you know, most what we refer to as people have two arms and two legs doesn't necessarily mean they're human, okay? So, and really, just like simply look everywhere else in nature. 38,000 species of weeds. How many different species, breeds of dogs? How many, you know, I'm not even going to go into that, done those shows. So we are not all the same. And so if you want to look at it like that, like this is your school, then it can help us kind of look at our challenges and our illnesses, our diseases, in a way that empowers us to fix them, right? Like, I think you know, even though public education and stuff was probably boring, and, you know, I understand that we don't appreciate that. But I think as a general rule, most humans want to learn something. They want to continue to, I mean, isn't that what you're doing here, right? Isn't that why you're listening to Chuck O'Chelly? Isn't that why you're watching YouTube videos and searching Facebook? You're trying to learn something, right? So I really believe that when we stop learning, we are no longer living. Now, I also believe that some of us have a choice, but not all of us, because again, we're not all the same. Some inhabitants are helpers and some are detractors, or we should call them challengers. Yeah, challengers is way better, or even provocateurs, right? Because they're there to sharpen your sword, to help you realize and execute what you think you know, and bring out the greatest you that you don't even know exists until you step out of your comfort zone and walk these paths. So, I'm not these paths. See, I said that openly because I am not saying there's one way. Even though I said in the show write up, what is the only right way to heal? So I might as well get into that right now. And so your job, okay, the purpose, the meaning of life, right? Simply put, is for you to follow your heart, for you to follow your path. Their job, right, whoever they, the controllers, the rulers, the saboteurs, the everyone, you know, the biological warfarists, right? Their job is to distract you. They are like the final that you have to take in college or, you know, to get your degree, whatever it is. I mean, really, we've been getting degrees since sixth grade, or diplomas, right? Sixth grade diploma, then your ninth grade, then your 12th grade, and, you know, bachelor, associates, bachelors, masters, PhD, and whatever. So these challengers or challenges in our life are there to teach us things we may not know. And for me, and what I really hope to share with others, I didn't know I had the power. And I know most of you don't think you do either. And unfortunately, some of you even look at me like, oh my God, I could never do that. And I'm just like, yeah, come on, all right? That's not true. You maybe, or maybe you didn't, but go back to my channel. You heard me say, there's no way I can do this. You heard me say, oh, I can never make it through this, right? But I was wrong. Why? Because I had never been challenged in that way. And these situations, heal or die, right? They make you or break you. If I would have listened to what doctors told me 25 years ago, I'd be dead. I had 6 months to live, they said. Yeah, just take these pills. We don't really have any answers. So super sorry, but oh yeah, keep drinking that Fresca and you'll get all the nutrition you need from the grocery store. I believed that. I was a nutrition major initially, okay? So when I talk about these things, I am not talking from an authoritarian position. All right? Every single thing I know today or think I know today was through experience by doing everything the opposite, okay, and the unhealing way. And that's what I want to bring to you. So, what is the only right way to heal? What I want to say about that is, you know, it goes back to what I'm talking about society and how we are programmed to not believe in ourselves, to be punished if we're not doing exactly what other people are telling us to or whatever they're doing. Or so that's why we always want to look for a hero to worship, right? Whether it's a celebrity, a sports star, a politician, a pastor, a teacher, a somebody, right? There's somebody else knows better than us. And again, the whole learning thing, it's great. But just because other people are sharing their experience, or just because other people are sharing, doesn't even mean it's true, number one. And if it is true, just because it's true for them doesn't make it true for you. So I am suggesting we learn discernment by trusting ourselves more, because I don't think there is one single person out there that has not said, oh man, I knew that. I should, right? But you went against it anyways, because this popular or famous person said that, or this book said that, or this teacher said that, or my circle of friends said that, right? And you didn't want to be picked on or ganged up on, right? Maybe you have some childhood trauma from elementary school, being bullied or spit on or pine cones thrown at or chased home or whatever it is in your case, right? And we hold on to those things because even while we were being victimized and bullied like that, we were taught that it was our fault. So eventually you get to the point where you don't even talk about it. You just brush it aside. Ourselves hold on to it, even though we put it out of our memory. And then we have a lifetime of disease and hidden traumas and never fully capable of finding out who and what we really are. So the only way to heal, the only right way to heal, in a nutshell, is to trust yourself. Period. End of story. Always. Don't ever put somebody else's experience, their word, their degree, their anything over what you know in your gut. Now, if you're saying, well, I'm just not really in tune like that, I totally understand that. And I'm going to tell you why you're not in tune with that. Number one, your gut, your heart, and your brain are all connected with gray matter. Okay? So when you keep telling your gut no, why would your gut tell you again? And, you know, I kind of operate that way for those who know me. Like, I'll tell you the same thing a few times, you know, but there comes a time where I'm just like, no, screw you. Like, really? You didn't hear me the last 10 times? I'm out. Well, guess what? Your intuition, you don't think they feel the same as your intuition, your higher self, your spirit, whatever, however you want to refer to that still small voice within, that guiding force that tells you not to go to a certain place at a certain time. Yeah. Also cravings, right? Now, of course, if you're on like standard American diet and you're eating crap, you're having crap cravings. But when your minerals are in balance, you literally crave what you need. So I know there's a million diets out there and everybody thinks that they know the one right diet or one right way. But let's get back to the original point. We are not the same. We have different biological needs. We have different environmental needs. We're not the same. And, you know, we're going to do a show talking about astrology. And I also kind of want to talk about native animal totems, because the more we know about that, the more we can know ourselves. And when we find those things out, like say you find out your animal medicine wheel and your rabbit and turkey and, you know, sparrow or whatever, birds and things like that, your diet is going to vary greatly from if you're wolf, lion, bear, right? So there's that too. And I know there's many layers. I'm not going to get too far off on those tangents, especially definitely not in this show. But there is more to us, again, than the physical. So when it comes to whole healing, holistic healing, we are going to have to tackle the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. Okay? So that's where most people are missing. And when people come to me, they always ask, like, what can I take? What can I take to get rid of this? What do I need for that? And honestly, I can answer everyone right here. I can't tell you that, because what I want to know is, what are you doing that's causing it in the first place? Right? Like, these things are not random. Our bodies are amazing, well-designed machines. And speaking of machines, I know I've used this analogy in my videos, but if y'all drive, I'm willing to bet that you take better care of your car than you do your body, okay? And if you want your car to run well, you have to give it oxygen, you have to give it fuel, you have to give it oil, and you have to keep it clean, pretty much, right? Free of toxins. The exact same thing is going on in your body. Like, you could literally, so I mentioned before, your cells hold on to everything, okay? And your cells have their own little engines, you could call the mitochondria, right? So our mitochondria in our cells operate almost identical to a car, a vehicle, okay? So if you're going to take the time to wash your car, to have the proper filters on it, to give it the proper fuel and oils, lubricants, why wouldn't you do that with your own sacred temple? This, you know, if you think it's just like a meat suit, then that's probably not a very respectful place to be when it comes to real healing. And real healing does require respect. Respect for yourself, respect for nature. And if you don't know this already, we are nature. We are nature. Yeah, we can't get away with disrespecting her or disrespecting our bodies and be healthy. And, you know, garbage in, garbage out. It's just kind of the way it is. So what's going to happen if you put, say, sugar in your gas tank? Is it going to run? Yeah. So why do you think your, or why would you expect your body to be like, you know, some 20-year-old superhero? So, yeah, so, okay, so the only right way to heal, honestly, is to find your set point, to find out who you truly are. You should explore all options, all speakers, all every type of dietary system, right? But before you do that, you need to look at the people that are teaching you. If they're, say, overweight and glasses and big circles under their eyes and limping, or say they're in a business suit in some Fortune 500 company, probably not. So, you know, you just kind of want to look at the person you're taking advice from. And I know there's a lot of people in alternative media that are selling lots of products. And I just barely got my business back that kind of went away with everything else when I was erased. So I now am officially selling products, but I'm not here to sell you products. In fact, my site, you know, there's products, but there's information and even on the product. So my goal is to teach everyone what I know and have you take the ball and run with it and come back and teach me something new. So we're going to talk about the crucial things that we're missing when it comes to healing and why more people aren't doing it. But first of all, you have to forgive yourself, okay? If you're at a place where you realize that All right. Okay. So I was lied to, and I'm not really liking the outcome here. I don't like how I feel. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Whatever. I've been going to doctors 30 years. All I've gotten is worse, not better. You know, if you're finally realizing that if they haven't got you better all this time and all you've gotten is worse, that you can't possibly mess up even worse on your own, right? Or going back to your source, which is what? Mother Nature. So, okay. I am kind of, yeah, I'm looking at the clock right here. So I'm going to take a break and I am going to, we'll come back and talk about that some more. If you do have any questions or comments or anything you would like to add, you can join us in the text chat or, give us a call and see if the caller line actually works. It's 720-740-9229. That's 720-740-9229. Dude, I literally just got that number like 30 minutes before the show and they gave it to me random. And it looks really kind of, I like the number. There's like a 9, an 11, and an 11, and 11. Wow. That's intense. All right, yeah. So we're going to take a break. And, yeah, feel free to call in. So we're going to listen to Leo Bluesy. You can find him on YouTube, Leo Bluesy. And this is one of his original tunes, Take a Ride on My Bus. And this sweet gentleman and just incredibly talented artist, he actually, when I was in the Magical Hoopty, the van I was living in, that was the inspiration for him to write this song. And I remember when he sent it to me because obviously I wasn't expecting anything like that. I was pretty down and feeling like, you know, I'll never make it. I'm going to die, right? And I'm just here to suffer. And then he sent me that and it just really brightened my day. And I hope it brightens yours too. So, all right. See you on the other side.
Take a ride on my bus, you can sing, you can fuss, you can sleep, you can laugh or cry. You can tell how you feel and it's no big deal, you can walk, you can run, you can fly. Fly, fly. You can paint me some flowers for hours and hours, color me a moon. You can eat, you can sleep, you can shout, you can creep. On wheels, and we know how it feels going north, south, east, or west. And we don't care, it's all to share. Loving you is the best. Take a ride on my bus, you can sing, you can fuss, you can sleep, you can laugh or cry. You can tell how you feel, and it's no big deal. You can walk, you can run, you can fly. You can sleep, you can laugh or cry. You can tell how you feel and it's no big deal. You can walk, you can run, you can fly. You can walk, you can run, you can fly.
News, entertainment, and more. You will learn something, children's. Ocelli.com.
I like running but I don't go far. I like the song when my old guitar. I like warm days in the sun. I don't bother anyone. I like a slow drive in my truck. I like a blizzard if I don't get stuck. I like a lady who's sweet and warm. I like a lady in uniform. I like all of the good things that I see. But mostly I like sitting in my tree. I like money and I like my beer. I like to love and shed a tear. I like an old dog licking my face. I like my own stone fireplace. I like fishing in pouring rain. I like fighting if I don't feel pain. I like eating until I'm full. I don't like running from that old black bull. I like all of the good things that I see, but mostly I like sitting in my tree. I like running, but I don't go far. I like the song on my old guitar. I like warm days in the sun. I don't bother anyone. I like all of the good things that I see, but mostly I like sitting in my tree. In my tree. In my tree. Mostly I like sitting in my tree. First time I heard it, such a long time ago, just brought back memories most of us know. Misty old schoolyard, fields in the fall, the teacher was crazy out chasing a dog. But that's cool, my old school. We'd cross the playground and walk through the door. You can still smell that canvas thing laid on the floor. You swing up and down on a long piece of rope and monkey around like some kind of dope. But that's cool, my old school. Sergeant Pepper played on my radio. Sergeant Pepper played on my radio. Somebody showed us how to get coke for free. You all pull together and count one, two, three. We upset the teacher out there in France. Not once or nothing, sir, that was the stance. But that's cool, my old school. I was no good with numbers, math freaked me out. I'd have to copy, avoiding the crowd. The girl seemed so touchy, it smelled kinda nice. Then came the knit nurse, looking for lice. But that's cool, my old school. Sergeant Pepper played on my radio. Sergeant Pepper played on my radio. The end of the day, we'd all get out quick. Those penny cigarettes made us all sick. Run by the girls' room and then try to flirt. Open the window and threw in some dirt. That's cool, my old school. Sergeant Pepper played on my radio. Sergeant Pepper played.
The reminder that this is the Voice of America broadcasting worldwide.
The age of transitions.
Morning, morning, morning.
Uncle, the podcast.
The Ocelli Effect.
Orkin's Policy Radio with Pierce Redman
on Ocelli.com.
Sorry about that. Okay, let's, huh, now I'm hearing feedback.
Now I'm hearing...
Oh my gosh.
Revelation.
Alright. We are...
Give me a minute. How about that? Oh my gosh, how about this? Okay, wow. All right, sorry. Hey, first time, man, so thanks. We're going to figure this out, though, just like everything else, learn as I go. Sorry we had to play the extra tunes there to try to get the caller line thing going. So, okay, so we'll see if that works. And I did see the caller calling in, and was told that I'm supposed to be able to talk to them while on break, and I tried, and that didn't really happen. But I don't know if you're hanging up or whatever. I'm not hanging up on you. I haven't hung up on anyone. I would just assume that when you come on, you either hear the show or some elevator music, and then you hold on till I find you and then unmute you or something. All right. So, okay, back. And what the heck is that? Yeah, so thank you for joining us here, Christy Aphrodite Show. I am Christy Aphrodite, and this is the Ocelli Radio Network. That is Ocelli.com. And his show is right before mine, Monday through Friday. That is, oh, I got to get used to the Eastern time. Hang on. So so he's 8 to 10 Eastern time, and yeah, I guess so. I'm 10 to midnight. Wow, that's really late. Eastern time. And then on Fridays, there's Aaron and Uncle. And I know he's adding more people here soon. So, yeah, well, oh, I hear a ding. That must be... Let's try this caller line thing. I heard the... Let's see what happens. I'm going to hit unmute and... Do we have someone here?
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
I hear you. Do you hear me?
I hear you, yes.
Holy smokes. All right. It worked. Okay. So, help me with this. What happened when you called in? What do you hear?
Basically, it just said muted. That's it. Maybe just blank. It's kind of like... a loop instead of a thing with the computer, so it just turns the volume down on one of them. But no, this would just be muted and would just be blank.
Okay, I'm seeing on the call or on the text chat that the caller is overmodulated. So I just saw that and I turned down the dials, I believe, are responsible for that, because I have my little diagram here in front. So if you could, caller, help us kind of get this dialed in for, and let us know on the chat if he's still coming in too hot. So, yeah.
Okay, you want to hear from me?
Yes, please. You could just say
okay, well, this is testing. Oh, just in the chat. Okay, thank you.
Well, no, they need to hear you talk because they said you were coming in too hot, so I tried to turn it down.
Okay. How's this?
Well, I'll just...
Can you hear this?
Just keep talking. Just say the alphabet, and then they'll let us know in the chat. Because there's a delay, but
okay.
They hear us.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. How's everybody doing?
Still too loud. Okay, let's, here we go.
Okay.
How...
A little too loud.
Okay.
How about I just move away from the mic? Is that easier?
Well, it would be kind of nice to actually know how to do it. So, you have a request in the chat to now sing the alphabet for us.
Great. Can you give me a beat, please?
Because we know this is your favorite
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so if you can let us know on the chat. Oh, it says no change. Oh, that is such a
Is this like a sobriety test or what?
Yeah, well, okay, so now you have to sing it backwards. And we'll start off with more of like a pop version. And then you can move to more of a bluesy version if you like.
Oh, can we talk about something else? Okay, no problem.
We can talk about anything you would like, actually. So what would you like to talk about?
Well, I don't want to sing the alphabet.
Would you like to sing, what's that dude's name? Alice Cooper? Or Eminem?
That's a really sad song. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, wait. I think Chuck dialed in, so I'm going to unmute him, too, and see what we can figure out. How you doing, Chuck?
Doing okay. I'm listening to what you're doing. Hopefully, I'm not as overmodulated. Could be the caller's phone a little bit, too. Don't forget. So you got two different quality phones you can hear now.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So I really appreciate everybody's help. And, oh, okay, so it says that's fine. Oh, Chuck sounds good. So is it, all right, so it's just the one caller. Okay, so it must not be
sometimes
the dial.
Not every phone is created equal, Christy. So
got it.
Right?
All right, that's
you
right.
Never know.
Just like humans. That goes exactly in line with what I was just rambling about. Oh, Chuck, why have you here? Do you have a minute to say hello?
Well, of course, it takes me less than a minute to say hello, but hello. How about that?
All right. Well, I know there's a few people in the chat and, of course, myself who all want to thank you for making this happen for all of us. And, you know, they know the plans. You're bringing new people on, and it's just for me, and I think them too, it's really refreshing to have a place that isn't corrupted. So, yeah, I just want to thank you so much. And you've been so patient with me trying to teach me these things. And, you know, you've really gone out of the way in a lot of ways. So I just, want to thank you for that.
Listen, it's not a huge thing. I'm grateful to be participating in all of this and, more than happy to do it. Somebody said, oh, thank you for bringing, the Christy Aphrodite Show. And I said, no, don't thank me. Christy's bringing the Christy Aphrodite Show. I'm just here trying to help empower her to do it. So that's all there is to it. And I'll tell you, a couple of weeks ago, if you would have heard the conversations between me and Christy, you would not imagine that she could even come close to broadcasting tonight.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that.
Yes.
So I'm telling on you, Christy.
No, I
tell
on you.
You were an unmitigated disaster 2 weeks ago, and now you're doing good. You're doing good.
Wow.
Keep working at it, and it's going to become easy.
It will. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I've been totally open. In fact, I, had a total melt. Like, I think it was right after I had a meltdown with you. I'm like, oh, my God, I am so ridiculous. And then I had to go make fun of myself in a Coffee with Christy video. And, you know, again, it goes in line with the topic. Everything we think we can't do, we can do. And so, again, Chuck, thank you for helping empower me. I don't actually like to be dependent on any level. So anyone who wants to teach me anything, I am so grateful. I think it's, like, one of the best gifts that I could ever receive. So I have to thank you for your time. I know that I am not easy to deal with when it comes to all these new languages. technical stuff just, it makes me exactly like the character in all the blogs they wrote about me.
kind of looks a little familiar there. Yeah, I know. I am not unaccustomed to crazy, and when I use the word crazy, I'm not saying it to be insulting. I can smell my own. So here's the thing. More than happy to be a part of this. And everybody who's getting a kick out of all your mistakes and everything else, you know what? Enjoy it, because it ain't going to last long. So that's the way that goes. She's gonna take hold of this, and it's going to be real boring. There's going to be no technical glitches or problems or phone callers not knowing what's going on or sounds that she doesn't know what they're coming from. watch the secondary phone line you have there to make sure it's not muted, by the way, because I think I was hearing the ding notices from your phone coming across somehow. So just keep an eye on all that, and you're going to learn as you go here. It's great. This is fun in real time. Everybody can see Christy learn. It's like a book for first graders. Perfect. Okay, with that, I'm going to let you get back to what you do real, real well, and I'm more than happy that you're doing it, and as you get comfortable, it's going to be great. So thank you, and thanks to everybody who's come out to support you and listen to all this. Thank you so much. Real happy to have everybody aboard.
Aw, and thank you, Chuck. And I'm going to have him on the... I'm assuming everybody knows who he is, but there might be some of you who don't. So I want to have you on the show because, as I talked about last night, I want to have, like, real-life heroes and sharing their journey. And I know that you're a very honorable, noble, and humble man. So you may not expose your superhero-dom, but I intend to expose you, and I really would love to have you come on and share about your journey. You know, real-life heroes, real-life people who have overcome things, and for those who don't know, Chuck was also homeless. He's the blind JFK researcher, okay? The dude is blind, okay? And he put a freaking network together and had the patience and ability to teach me, like, screaming at plastic. And, you know, he is kind of a cool life, and he's overcome quite a bit. And he is one of the heroes that we need to hear from, because I think we can learn a lot.
Well, I don't know what to say except all shucks, but it's okay. You got a lot of things you're going to do. I'm looking forward to seeing it all come through. And there's plenty of my mouth running on my network. You don't need to get to me right away. I can't wait to hear the guests, the topics, the stuff that you're going to teach people. I'm planning to learn and interact along with you. So this is the thing. We're actually doing this kind of stuff together because, you know, if you raise up everybody around you, you get to rise up also. Now, I'm not doing it to rise myself up necessarily, but I'm doing it because it's necessary. Somebody else had to assist me in building the things that I built. I didn't do it by myself. People had to be patient with a guy who couldn't see. They had to be patient with a guy who did lose his temper a few... I know you don't think I lose my temper, but I do.
Well, I said it before, I'll say it again. I have not seen it, so I only can speak on things I have direct personal experience with. And if there ever was a time you should have lost it, it definitely should have been with me and all these damn computer problems. So, bravo.
But it's okay. It's just a little like slow jog on the long run of the marathon is all it is. So, and you know what? You can walk through part of the marathon and stumble too. It's all right. You're
right.
Going to finish it, and it's going to be great. And there's going to be a lot of good stuff coming out. So, with that, let me get off the line because I like listening to you just go on and talk and run through your own thoughts. So, you know, if you do that or you got callers or anything else, I'd love to hear you get to it. I just wanted to help you out with the phone line. And, you know, we'll be talking soon.
I appreciate that. Thank you. All right. Well, cool. Okay, so that's actually really amazing. And, you know, so we're learning this together, and this is literally the first time I've been pushing these buttons. So I think we're going all right. I want to thank you so much for your help in the text chat and helping us figure out the proper levels on everything here. So with that being said, thank you so much for your patience. Oh, we lost the caller. Okay, well, bummer. I didn't know about that, but okay. I thought you were just there a second ago, and I clicked the window, and all right. So thanks, Chuck, for calling in, and seriously. And on that topic, real-life heroes, as we discussed last night when Kevin called in, there's not, like, a lot of people that, you know, from my past shows and such that, or that I know from before, or the ones going around the circuit, you know. So I haven't really been out there, so I'm not aware of all the real life unsung heroes that nobody's heard about out there. So if you do, please feel free to let me know about them. You can contact me at the website, ChristyAphrodite.com. And by the way, we have other authors at the site. They're not as crazy as me. Just so you know. So we don't all believe the same. We're not, you know, talking about the same stuff. And that's kind of like what Chuck wants. And what makes the world go around. Everybody is their, their little piece of the puzzle. So we're trying to bring that together at the site. So if you are maybe an author, blogger, somebody who wants to share and would also like to be a contributing author on the site as well, please feel free to contact me over there. And again, now that we know the caller line works, the number is 720-740-9229. That's 720-740-9229. And all right, so now I know what the sounds mean. When I hear that, I will hop over and check that. But okay, so let's get back to the topic, heal or die. All right, so we're kind of talking about what we're missing when it comes to healing, and we've talked about why we don't trust ourselves, and, you know, so how can we learn to trust ourselves more, right? So one of those things, as I mentioned before, your path is to follow your heart, and their job is to distract you from it, right? So what we're missing and is because of the distractions, and what we need to do to trust our intuition and such more is to move away from as many distractions as possible. So I do see there's a caller on the line, so I will pause that right there and hope that this one works as well. It looks like our friend Kevin. Everybody's missed you so much. How's it going? Uh-oh. I don't hear you. I see you, but I don't hear you. Kevin? Yeah, you're not coming in for some reason. I have no idea why. I'm pushing the same buttons I pushed before, so I don't know if we'll just hang up and try that again, maybe. But, okay. So, yeah, where was I? Okay, so the distractions. That's exactly where I was. And if I wasn't a distracted nutcase, I would actually keep notes. But I don't do that. My notes are all in my head, and I have to kind of, like, I'm searched through files on the computer. So let's go back in there. Speaking of distractions, so I tried to describe our... if we look at when we're born, if we look at ourselves as a, like, we're born in this little egg, and we can look at our family and other structures like government, schools, etc., as the hard shell. And the, what's that called, the ovum or whatever that is, that stuff in the middle. we can kind of look at that as what we need to weed through, the different veils we need to weed through before we can even get to the outer shell. And then cracking through that is where we can break free and discover who we are. So that shell in the egg, if you can kind of imagine for a moment, is all the programming that we have been bombarded with. So again, since childhood, follow the leader, right? Getting punished for stepping out of line. And, you know, a lot of schools even wearing the same clothes, the same uniforms. And then you have sport teams and we're better than you. And then you have separation and division starting. And, you know, so if you suck, then obviously the other people suck even worse. And yeah, so then there becomes this great fear, and nobody really, the more fear we have for others, the further we are from actually discovering who we are. I know there's been a lot of times in my life where people have judged me for, like, oh, those people aren't good enough, or this or that. And, you know, because I'm walking away from the millionaires or billionaires to hang out with the homeless people or the sickly or the people that the system would say isn't good enough. And I have to say, I've learned more from the people who have, the groups of people who have been criticized the most. And I love seeing the differences in each human culture. And even if you're just in the United States, if, do you know how many different cultures we have right here? And I'm not talking skin color. This had like literally nothing to do with skin color. I'm talking like whole on different cultures, dialects, this and that, that are geographical. Like people who live in Central Florida are not the same as the people who live in the Ozarks, who are not the same as those who live in Vegas, who are not the same as those who live in Pennsylvania. They're not, I mean, yins, come on, y'all don't have that language, y'all, right? Or have you ever tried to talk to, say, a Cajun in Louisiana? Oh my gosh. Or get your carpet done in Tennessee, Knoxville. Like, okay, so... Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll try to call. Oh, that's sweet. He says he's going to try to call one more time in memory of Sound Guy. And so since you said that, I should definitely take a moment to give thanks for Restov, a.k.a. Sound Guy. And he was my first helper, and tried really, you know, he believed in me and my message and tried to do all he could to help. He was literally in the first six, seven, well, ever, my whole radio time and till I died and went away on my 30-day soul journey. He was the only person that tried to help run a show or do sound problems or fix computer problems or put websites for things like that. And, you know, he didn't have all the knowledge or anything, but he tried really, really hard. He dedicated his time and his life to that. And, you know, it's really sad, honestly, thinking of him, because he was such a beautiful man. And nobody Nobody got to know him for that. They got what the news wanted you to think and what certain COINTEL operatives in media wanted you to think, but that's not who he was. And no, he wasn't perfect. Yes, he had a temper. Yeah, all that good stuff that's demonized in humanity. He had feelings. He had a heart. He had passion. He had drive. Yeah. And he helped me more than any human ever had. Yeah, at that point. So we lost him while I was homeless. I could not get to him, and that was heartbreaking. It was January, and I was actually down in California. That was right before I ended up in the hospital again. And yeah, but all right, yeah, so I do. I want to give thanks to Russ, and I wish that people got to know him for who he really was, but he did have a lot of fear and trauma and unexpressed grief that didn't really allow that. So, all right, with that being said, let me see. I see a caller on. So let me... Oh, wait, I see two callers. Okay, I'm going to try this again. All right, bear with me. We're just practicing here. So, you know, if I don't get to the meat of the topic, if you don't feel like you've gotten enough tonight, then don't worry. I will totally readdress it. And I have a whole channel of videos as well. But it is important, obviously, to learn this because, you know, if I bring on my best guest and have the best show ever and don't know how to push the buttons, that really sucks. So... All right, so this looks like it might be Steve, is that right?
Yeah, this is, basically Steve, can you hear me better now?
I can hear you. I don't know if they can on the chat, but thanks for calling back.
Okay.
What do you have for us tonight?
All right, yeah, and, well, just one question, as we were talking about trauma, and... How would you go about, say, a person might have trauma, but how would they go about identifying that? You know, how would they go about identifying the trauma?
Wow. That's such a good question. Yeah. So one thing I learned on my journey... And that really helped bring a lot of triggers to the forefront is that you have to experience who and what you are not before you can find out who you really are. So when we're triggered by things, whatever they are, so say a political issue or something where... The type of trigger that makes you want to, say, pit yourself against your neighbor or coworker or whatever because they said the wrong thing. In fact, I can give you an example. I worked a job recently where the man, and he wasn't even really like a manager, he was more like a shift leader, but he made it clear to me that if he was allowed to force the employees to have mandatory vaccines, that he would. And there was no opportunity or allowance for me to have an opinion. I tried to ask the question that you really think that you should be able to force minimum wage workers to inject themselves with neurotoxins. And I wasn't actually allowed to finish that sentence, but there was tension after that. So like those types of incidences, when people are triggered and you feel or you think you feel super passionately about something, you might want to look like, what is this? What is it about this that triggered me so much? Why am I so against this? In fact, I have another friend who I brought up the topic I discussed, you know, I brought up a little bit last night, circumcision. And when I first brought it up to him, it was in regards to past shows that he actually wanted to do some work on. And I brought that one up because I thought it would be a really good informative show for people to listen to. And he shut me down in a heartbeat. He's like, nope, 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 not going there. Nope, nope. Just like no discussion at all. So that's another clue that if, you know, you're vehemently opposed to something, that's a good indicator that that's a big trigger. Religions, things like that. And, you know, if you're really mind controlled, if you're mind controlled, would you really know it? And that's like something I think about, because when I was mind controlled, I did not think I was. And I remember a friend I had, he's like, oh, people who don't think they are controlled are the easiest to control, right? Because we're caught in the loop, we're caught in the distractions, and that's all the stuff the machine wants us to do. The job, the traffic commute, the taxes, the football games, the beer, the, you know what I mean? We're caught in that. So we literally can't see outside of that. So unfortunately, most of us aren't conscious enough, including myself. Like, I don't, maybe nobody is, I don't know. But we're not really, when we're under the spell, we're not really as conscious as we think we are. And it's kind of hard to just sit back all on our own and decide, hey, I'm mind controlled and I kind of want to fix that, right? It doesn't happen like that. So it's usually a process where, you know, a friend might drop a seed, or you hear something on a radio show or whatever. And then you start thinking about those things on your own, or sometimes, and more often than not, honestly, it happens through painful situations. For example, like religious people that are totally against homosexuality, right? And then they write laws about it, and then they have children, and they're gay. So that's like a really good example of where people really have to face their triggers. And if they hadn't dealt with that judgment and fear and such ahead of time, you know, it might come out in really big ways later on, like where you have to decide, wow, okay, does God really hate gays? Can I really hate my own child because of what they think their sexuality is? Like, you know what I mean? So if we can be more conscious of things that upset us, rather than automatically blame and get mad at the other person, and don't play victim, but take the time on your own, whether it's before bed and, you know, whether you pray, meditate, talk to God, talk to whoever, your higher self, and ask. Just ask. And sometimes things that come up may seem to be totally unrelated, because most of the people that I work with, they are or were just like me, and I was. They didn't know they had any trauma either. We've all been under the spell, and many of us say, oh, I miss the good old days, the 80s, everything was so nice, and it's so terrible and corrupt and everything now, but really? Hello, JFK, magic bullet theory. Hello, Bay of Pigs. Hello, World War, you know, there never was. It was just we were more programmed. And if you really look at it, like Coca-Cola, by way of the CIA and Pepsi and all of these corporations, have literally been poisoning you since, what, the early 1900s. So your grandparents were literally going to the cafe or the grocery store, the drugstore, to drink cocaine. Okay? And they were lied to. They didn't even know they were on drugs, right? So, and you know what? These same people drinking that coke, or like people taking pills, like, oh, that's such a terrible drug. Well, you're, it's so backwards. So we really, all we can really do is take more time for ourselves, get rid of the distractions, whether that's the phone, the internet, the TV. I hope you're not still watching TV. Please say you're not still paying people to lie to you. Please stop. Please tell me you're not. But okay. So go outside. Stay with yourself. Sometimes it literally takes me a week or 2 weeks of just going in the muck. And most people, the truth is, you know, if you ask them how they're feeling, they don't even know. They might be able to tell you they're depressed, and then you ask them why, and they say they don't know. Well, guess what? You do know. Your cells know. Something in there knows you. Your mitochondria knows. That engine that isn't being fed properly knows. So that's when you have to take the time, however long it is, until you figure that out. And you also need to understand that this isn't going to happen just in one night, 1 week, 1 year, one anything. As I mentioned last night on the show, this is 13 years later. Of dedicating 100% the best I could in the ways I knew how to self-healing and knowing myself. So it takes a while. I still have traumas and triggers that I have to deal with, but I deal with them differently now. I breathe through it, or I give myself the rest I need instead of pretend that everything is okay and put a fake smile on and go do all those things that us decent human beings are told we're supposed to do. But that's what's killing our soul, and that's why there's so many walking dead around now. Okay? These people racing by you in traffic, they're not happy. They're not living life. They are living the program. And I want you to know, it's, if you're in the loop, it's okay. There are things you can do to step out, and it really isn't that hard. In fact, I mean, I know people, they went from working 7 days a week for 30 years to hanging out with me a minute and going on a couple road trips, and just remarkable differences overnight, like in no time, just a little bit of nature, a little bit of fresh air, a little bit of magic, like come ye as little children, right? Where is your wonder? Where is, go, if you don't have children of your own, go hang out with other children. Go look at how the birds interact. All of these things will help us. And if we learn to listen to nature, nature is going to give us the clues that we need. And another thing, don't be hard on yourself. We're all probably our own worst enemy, right? So love yourself and be gentle with yourself during this process as you would with somebody that you love, whether it's your child, whether it's your puppy, right? Whether it's the cute little doe in the meadow. How would you treat them if they were going through the same thing? Do that for yourself. So, sorry, I kind of ran on a little bit. That's about the best I can answer that, I think.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for the answer. Let's get back to your next caller.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, so this caller line stuff seems to be working out all right. Let's see if it works here with, Kevin. How's it going?
Hey, I'll just repeat what I did last night. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me now?
I think we've all got the gist of it. Everything seems to be going. All right. Well, it's great to hear your voice again. Should I call you Sound Guy?
No, and that's the reason I'm calling back, because last night, you know, I expressed my appreciation for Truth Brigade Radio, and you guys, you make it seem so easy, and even 10 years ago, you and Russ both did, and you threw a question at me last night, and it was like I was on a game show, and it was like the clock is ticking, and, you know, I didn't realize how pressure-filled, because it was the first time I ever called a radio show, so it's like, the pressure's on, you know, oh my God, and so, I mean, it really made me appreciate even more, and I did appreciate it anyway, but, I mean, it made me even appreciate more what you and Russ accomplished a decade ago. It's just amazing, and I just wanted to, you know, say you guys are great.
Well, that's really sweet. Thank you. I don't, I didn't really do anything. I just had lots of good videos and lots of words that pissed lots of people off. So, and he did everything else when it came to pushing buttons or teaching me how to or whatever. And, you know, when I got on AFR, it was different. But I was dependent. All I did was have to show up and talk on Skype, and talking isn't usually hard for me.
Well, there is one show that comes to mind, though, that I don't know if you remember the Dirt House guy, something.
Dirt House. Oh, you mean Earthbag?
Build your house under the ground or
Kelly
something?
Kelly Hart, greenhomebuilding.com. Yeah, what? Oh, you heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in that show, you kept getting knocked off the air, and poor Russ had to step in as the host.
Right.
And, you know, I now, you know, just like knowing my anxiety of just being a caller and getting asked a question, I can really, really appreciate what he had to do during that show, and what you do as a host, and what you did tonight, going through all these technical difficulties.
Well, you know how I am with tech, and it wasn't easy, but it wasn't that hard. I mean, we got through it together, right? So I just thank you all for being patient. Yeah, like, is this really going to work? We're at the edge of our seats. Is she going to make it? Yeah, and whatever that weird glitch was earlier in the beginning, I have no clue, but I just reset everything, and then it worked. So I think now I kind of have the system. I just have to push the same buttons that I pushed today. And that's all I pretty much have to worry about. And we all know I'm pretty good at pushing people's buttons, so. all right. Well, do you have any questions or anything that you would like to add?
No, I think that was it. I think, you know, and I see you have some guests possibly lined up already, and I mean, that's amazing, and you know, hopefully we got the glitches worked out tonight, and I'm looking forward to that. And I just want to say there's a sound guy smiling somewhere and laughing at me right now, I know.
So, aww,
you know, at any rate.
At any rate. He's laughing at both of us, I promise.
That's all I have. Good
all
night.
All right. Thanks so much. Good night.
Bye.
All right, and since he brought up, I do have a few shows scheduled, so just to let you know, let's see, Friday, February, wait, I'm not having a show, oh, that's when I posted it, oh, I don't know what's going on. Okay, so, February 10th, that's right, so the 9th, we're going to have Peace Dealer, and we're going to talk about astrology, why we need to know astrology. And Sunday is not my normal time slot, but we're going to do it this Sunday, just kind of a special thing for scheduling conflicts and such. So, yeah, if you're around Sunday, we will be around. So that'll be February 9th. And, yeah, I kind of talked about that a little bit yesterday, and so we'll discuss, like, how can these planets actually be affecting us, and we'll even get into, you know, what if it really is a flat Earth or a simulation, and, you know, or what if the 13th planet is real, and how does this affect everything? So that'll be a fun show on, let's see, so Monday the 10th is where I will be discussing homelessness and how to get yourself out of it, pretty much. So Surviving and Conquering Homelessness is the title. I'm going to talk about things I learned. Are all homeless people just mentally ill thieves on drugs looking for handouts and out to get you? What types of services are there? Shelters or the street, and advice for people who might be going into homelessness and for those who want to get out of that trap. And then on Monday, I must have. So that would be on the 11th. So that would be Tuesday. We're going to be speaking with Savannah Lynn. And the topic of that show is The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. We're going to talk about why people are getting sicker today. How effective are vaccines? Is the coronavirus something we need to worry about? Like the next doomsday scenario? Do we need to go run for our flu shots, and ways that we can protect ourselves? So that'll be on Tuesday, and I'll be lining up some other guests and shows. So you can check the schedule at ChristyAphrodite.com. There's upcoming shows, and then all archives are archived right there. So, okay. And we do have another caller on the line. So thank you for holding. Let's see. This is area code 408. Thanks for calling.
As if you didn't know who this is.
Well, you know, I suspect, but, you know, I don't remember phone numbers. It would have to be Casey, though. It would just have to be. Aww.
Good evening, darling. Show is going well. And while I was muted, it was good to know that there'll be a homeless topic soon, and I guess I can chime in for at least 5 minutes that night, so that's good to know.
Yeah. That would be actually really awesome, because you kind of had an experience yourself and were able to get yourself out of it as well. I would love for you to join in and share some things that you've learned.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, you know, well done. Great callers tonight. Once again, Chuck, thanks for giving Christy a platform. It's been vitally important. And I've known Christy, 10.5 years, and, you know, went through some of the rigors of all the stuff that she is told, you know, in the last two nights. And, you know, like I told you when I first met you, I ain't going nowhere. You're stuck with me, and that's just the way it is.
Hey, you want to hear something super amazing and why Chuck is so awesome?
What?
You guys have the same birthday.
Say it again?
You guys have the same birthday.
Well, okay, well, not surprising. You know, somebody's got to run things around here. So, you know, it's what we do.
That's why he's so bomb diggity. So, yeah. Like, everyone I've ever met with your birthday, which has been several, as you know, I always tell you about it, but yeah, there's always this amazing connection, and I think you're really special people. Wait. I was engaged to one. Wait a minute. Well, I'm sure he was cool too, but I was programmed and he was programmed. That was back in my mafia days.
Forget about it, Christy. Just forget about it.
We'll have to talk about that one day. I was so in the dark. And, you know, that's why I share my stories, though, because I don't want you to feel Like, you should be ashamed. I'm not ashamed anymore. And that's kind of what self-healing is and how you know you have got there. It's when you don't want to hide your scars anymore. It's when you're not ashamed anymore. And I'm not ashamed. Like, I can say things today that I never would have been able to say then. In fact, I said something to Chuck before the show about, and I probably shouldn't say it here, but you know, like, you know, I had my slave days, and I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried, so I've kind of...
Oh, no, not that guy.
That guy, yeah. So, yeah, like, I can admit those things now instead of hide in shame.
Yeah.
Like, in... talk about trauma triggers, like the first caller, like it still makes my stomach hurt, but you know what? I am who I am. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't even my parents' fault. You know, it was nobody's fault that we were born in this world. And that's where, you know, the New Age or spiritual community law of attraction type crowds really do a disservice, because it's much more than our thoughts. We are, as I started off in the show talking about, we are in this school. So these challenges we have are actually here for our benefit, to bring out our greatest, you know, our greatest selves, really, like selves that we don't even know can exist until we're kind of there. So school is not fun. It never really has been. Going through traumatic incidences to discover you have trauma and even healing the trauma is not fun, not going to lie. But it's way more fun, the after effects, than not doing it at all. So, and you know, you're not alone. There's, I feel like I have a really good group of friends, and there's a lot of people that care, and that's why I put my videos up there, Coffee with Christy series and the self-love series and detachment and things, because, you know, I want you to know you're not alone and you can make it too. So,
yeah. Amen.
Casey, yo, Diggity, how's 2020 treating you?
2020 is, at the above, but, I don't know, I had a conversation with some tall, blonde chick, you may know who she is.
Oh.
And she used to, or she had recently, fairly recently said, you know, we're entering into a new phase, it's a new decade, and, you know, people are gonna go by the wayside, and that sort of thing, and I, you know, I grabbed a hold of that on most days, and noticed that, you know, the masks are coming off of people, and and that's what I've learned so far in the first, you know, month and week or so, and, you know, and it goes back to the whole Earth is a school and that theory, and it certainly applies, and I, you know, I'm mostly grateful for it. And I'm only saying mostly because, you know, I still got stuff to work on, you know, and I'm, you know, it sounds good right now, but, you know, tomorrow may be a different day and we'll see how I handle it. And I think that generally applies to everybody. So,
Scooby-Dooby-Dooby-Doo! Do you ever feel like you're at the end of a Scooby-Doo episode and, you know, it's the professor? What? Take off the mask at the end. Like, that's kind of how it is right now, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, absolutely. And, you know, I'm worried about Generation Z not knowing who Scooby-Doo is. So, you know, but that's not my fault.
That would be a dang shame, because things were just so much better then, weren't they? we were immune to all the tragedies and traumas.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you know, sometimes ignorance is bliss, and when you're a kid and, you know, when you get past all the trauma stuff. You know, I'm still, you know, personally for me, you know, people have their ways of remembering the good times. And for me, just staying alone and going to the high school and just shooting long, you know, shooting jumpers. That's when I felt the most bliss right. as a kid. And as you grow older, you try to find new ways to do that. And I'm still personally working on it at 54 years old, but you know, that's okay. Cause, you know, it's, you know, like Bill Hicks says, it's just a ride, you know, and I try to remember that. I try to remember that and try to help out as much as I can with people. I hope I'm doing a, you know, a decent enough job. And, you know, that's really the deal, you know, cause, you know, we all matter. And, it's just good to have you back on because, I don't know, I just get a charge again. The old charge that used to be there back, God, 7 years ago or whatever it was. And, you know, I'm just glad you're back on and I'm so super proud of you through all the, you know, stuff we went through. And, you know, we kind of went through it together in separate states, but, you know, it's okay. And I was... And I'm grateful to you, and I love you.
Aw, Casey, you are such a super good human. Talk about unsung.
I guess
hero.
I am.
And I don't know if we're ever, like, are we ever allowed to talk about what you do? Because I would, and maybe, you know, obviously not specifics, but is that something that's ever allowed to come out on the show? Like what you do for a living today? Okay, good.
Monday or whatever when you have that. I'll just chase them away and, you know, have it recorded, and I may send it to my program director.
Aw, that'd be great. Since you said that... Then
I think
I'm
something good can come out of this.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. So that makes me super happy. Give me 1 second here, because... Give me... Okay. I'm going to go a few minutes late here on the show because I don't feel like I answered all the questions on the topic, so I'm going to try to, like, go through them quickly. But before that, Casey, that makes me so happy because Casey is also another unsung hero that, you know, and just like I said about Chuck, and it makes sense that you guys have the same birthday because you're the same temperament and the same helpful, just such a beautiful spirit. But Casey had to go through a few traumatic incidences like I did, like even at the same time too. And I think we even got our jobs like at the same time and it was just really weird. But
yeah.
His job now, he gets to help work with other homeless people. He basically has been put in a position from the time he was in a shelter and was literally recruited and asked to help. He's now in a position that other people have to go to school for 12 years for, right? He's counseling. He's really helping these people in ways that the system really can't do. And nobody can do a better job at that than, I mean, maybe Chuck can because you guys are the same, but than you, really.
Yeah.
And so it's just another example that, and you weren't following your heart before, Casey, let's get real. And you were tolerating a lot of bollocks and, you know, so your transformation period and mine was very similar, and we had to tell a lot of people to screw off, and the ones that we didn't tell sooner and protect ourselves from ended up biting us in the butt, and we ended up, you know, in even more desperate type situations. But Casey was able, he needed that, number one, and then he was able to use that experience to benefit other people, and now it's benefiting him. He has a pretty decent job, yep, and he's doing what he should have been doing before. And since you already told everyone that, you know, it's been like 10 and a half years, like I used to tell you before, you need to be a counselor. You need to be an addiction counselor. But I can't go, you know, afford school. I got to take care of dad. Like all these things, which I think is another testament to you're always if you're not following your path, life is going to step in at some point, and even if it is as tragic as disabilities, deaths, and homelessness, if you keep doing you, you're going to end up right where you were meant to be. And I'm so proud of you, and I'm so glad that we're allowed to talk about these things, because you do have so much to offer.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And you as well. It wasn't easy, but, you know, and there's days it's still not easy, you know, but it's going to be okay, because it's not always about me.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning. But that's okay.
Well, let's get real. When, you know, you're like, it's not easy, and of course it's not. And like I said, the path of real healing isn't. But let's get really real here. If we're going to start healing, we have to be real about what is. And life is not easy.
Yeah.
Okay? And we have to make the hard decisions sometimes to make the right decisions. So that's another disservice that the so-called spiritual, monetized spiritual community has been promoting, really, is, oh, it's just easy, it's just your thoughts, la, 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 don't go there, that's dark, that's this, and that's the exact opposite of what we need to be doing. So I'm super proud of you. I know it is, you know, it's more accepted for women to feel and heal, and mostly because y'all think we're crazy to begin with, right? I mean, I don't think there's any ex in the history of humankind that, what happened? Oh, she was crazy. Okay, so, right? We're all crazy.
It's dismissive. But it's a dismissive term.
Right.
You know, in many ways, you know. Yeah. It can be.
But yeah, we are, no matter
what. I'm guilty of using that one myself, so I know.
Right. So,
yeah.
I mean, damned if we do, damned if we don't, right? As long as we're true to ourselves.
Amen.
And when we quit caring, like, you know, I used to care when people would make up stories or say I'm like, mentally ill, like I had to prove that I wasn't or something, but I don't feel that way anymore. It's entertaining, actually, and sad that, again, when we're talking about the living and the dead, living, learning, loving, present people, conscious humans, definitely don't go around worrying about other people, right? So that's, again, part of the distractions, and that's why media and TV, so-called alternative, all these other things are there. It's to keep us in these distractions so we don't trust ourselves. And, you know, Casey, let me ask you, though, since we're on, you know, this is all on the topic anyways, and you've kind of gone through the same thing. Do you mind? Can I put you on Front Street a little bit?
What's stopping you before? Go ahead. All good. Don't trip. I'm joking.
So, so we have, like, we've talked about, you know, we've talked off air, obviously, quite a bit. And a lot of those, and one of the things you brought up, like, about this particular cycle and stuff, you know, that's been a conversation we've had, and I remember You know, it's been at least a couple years, more than that, 2.5 years. And I guess so I want to know is because the first few times, I don't know if you were, like, hearing me or if I wasn't explaining myself properly, but the end result was you didn't really have much time for it. And you weren't really looking there for answers, really. I just kind of want to hear how things have changed, because it all has to do with your own personal growth, because then you weren't really going deep in the personal aspects because you were distracted and nobly so with helping everybody
out. Fight or flight, baby.
Right. So yeah. Now fight that you flight. Have had the time to, you know, go within yourself, how do these conversations sound today versus 3 years ago?
Well, back 3 years ago or whatever, it was very much fight or flight. Didn't know what was the next, thing. But then when I got the gig here, and at the fire shelter and now the, you know, place downtown, it's, you know, they resonated, the conversations we have resonated now. And then a lot of times, you know, something will remind me of something you said or others too. And, more often than not, you know, I mean, I'm stubborn. I'm full of, you know, fire, brimstone, although I don't show it on the outside because, you know, they have places for that sort of thing called jail, and that's not for me.
And you've had your sensitivity training.
So, pardon me?
And you've had your sensitivita training.
I was trained 20 years ago, and I'm so sensitive now, so I'm awesome. We've had our little back and forths, and, I don't brush them off. I'm stubborn. I know this about myself. You know, I'm a sarcastic prick sometimes. I know I am, and I'm working on it,
I don't think you should.
I think I have, and I hope. Pardon me?
I don't think you should. I think you're, like, when you're raw and, you know, all the things you try to dim about yourself are some of your brightest assets.
I'm not great at it. I'm not perfect at it. But I try to give you, you know, hopefully remind you of something that you had said and said, hey, you were right. And, you know, and I, on some level I have, and then there's probably some I've missed. But, you know, that's okay. You know, and, you know, I mean, if it bothered me that much to the point where I would just, you know, just go and leave and, you know, cause I'm a runner by nature. But I haven't ran in 20 years on most things. I've had to actually deal with it and not run from it.
Right.
So that's the most important thing, is not to run from it, is, you know, don't go around it, go through it, because there's no growth there. And
I love that.
I mean, that's what I, the kind of how I perceive it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing. And no, it's not like you're stubborn or there's something wrong with you. It's not even about that at all. It's actually totally normal and part of the process. And also ties back to what I was talking about earlier and what the first caller brought up, trusting your triggers and trying to figure out, you know, what we're so... You know, that opposition there showed that there was something that you had to look at, which also goes to show, like, you didn't know that step was there yet because you hadn't done that. And again, it's not Front Street, and it's not, oh my God, you're wrong, or you're stubborn, or you're anything. I did this how many times, you know? It's a human thing, and it's totally normal. And I just thank you for discussing this with me, because I hope it helps other people be also okay with themselves. And you know, you have to question things too, because just because you're waking up or learning new things and you find out what you used to know was wrong doesn't necessarily mean the other option there for you is right. And it also doesn't necessarily mean that it's the only and the end option, right? It's just another window to work through that will show you there is even another window further beyond. But I was talking to you about windows that were like three walls away. And so it wasn't you being stubborn. It was that we were talking about two different worlds, really. And really, those worlds are only separated by feeling the trauma. And that's what I think is so amazing about it, because no, it's not easy to sit in a dark room, right, Casey? But how do you feel when you get out? No. And how do you feel a month later? And then when the other realizations come up, like, that's what real healing is. And that actually brings us, I mean, we've been on the topic really, but it's heal or die. So our option was do it, trust ourselves now, no compromise, or die. That literally is your only option.
Yeah. I take that every day. I mean, that's an everyday occurrence. Especially personally for me, to when I wake up in the morning, I'm not going to lie. Most days I'm like, again, but I did that to myself. Nobody else did. So I give it a few minutes to go away, you know, have coffee or whatever, and, you know, and then I'm like, okay, let's. And on some level, I know that's on me, but I also know that's still programming that I'm still working on, personally. So, you know, I know I'm not alone in that, and, you know, and it's okay, because we're only afforded 24 hours. That's it for the most part. And, you know, it's something to the effect, you know, it said something to the effect, what is it? You only live once and then you die. And no, it's you live every day, you only die once. So with all that said, you know, you take every day the best you can, you know, and that's really what matters to me, and try not to affect people negatively in the on the other end, you know, while you're doing that, because, you know, that's never fun.
Would you
but
say that
I've learned as I
sorry.
Huh? Go ahead.
Sorry. I think we have a little delay. Okay, would you say that your healing yourself has made you better able to deal with the, you know, other people's issues and stuff that you have to deal with at work?
More and more, I know, and I've had to learn this, you know, I'll be 21 years sober in April, but even I still have to remember, if I don't act like a newcomer and act like I have all the answers all the time, it's never going to work, because ego gets in the way, and I have an ego just as much as anybody else. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm not special. You know, maybe Special Olympics some days, but whatever. But,
you were in the back of my bus.
Taking a day at a time.
Okay.
Got to simplify. If it gets too much, simplify shit. That's really, really what's up. That's kind of how I try to approach each day as best I can.
And so is it safe to assume you've been better at the whole self-care rather instead of pretending and then just taking things out on other people, say passive-aggressively? Are you more aware of when you need self-care to take care of yourself or get the rest before you go?
Good. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, totally. Because earlier part of this call, I talked about fight or flight, and, we all have that to varying degrees. And with me, I'm still working on the stuff from 5 years ago, but I know it's been a lot better. Yes. I'm not bitching about it as much as I used to, because that was then, and what did I learn from it? I learned who was there for me and who wasn't there for me.
Right.
And, I'm lucky in that sense. I didn't have that as bad as you did. That's what I think.
Right. Wow.
And, thank God I had friends that, that did look out for me. And I know, the guy or the big guy upstairs, whatever, he handled it too. There was a lot of, I know I got a lot of help in that.
Right.
And I feel that more and more every day. Yeah.
Right. Awesome. All right. Casey, I want to thank you so much. And you really, it's been beautiful being on this path, even through these treacherous years together and just seeing the growth.
Yeah.
And it's really neat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you had a hand in that, and I know that, and I, like I said, I don't initially get it when you first tell me, but I know, it's like you said earlier, planting seeds, and that's, I think a lot of times that helps, take that anxiety away, and sometimes that's what's helpful, I'm grateful for that. I'm eternally grateful to you for that.
Casey. Well, I'm eternally grateful to you for being there and being able to stick it out.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a lot of pressure. I guess you're pretty much the last man standing, so to speak, right?
I've been saying that for 4 years. Just kidding.
What a ride.
In my own sick, demented way.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Oh,
thank you, and I appreciate you.
I'm still waiting for you to write those lyrics, though. Cray, cray, I'm cray, cray for... I don't know what. I'm cray, cray for lots of things, but I think we need a cray, cray 2020 version.
Well, the one I was thinking about last night after I sent you Bobby Brown Goes Down, I'm going to turn into frequency one.
Ouch.
Anyway,
what did you just say?
We'll discuss that. We'll discuss this after the show.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. That was a word I wasn't expecting to hear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Casey, thank you so much for calling in. And I am so glad that you get to join us and that you can talk about your experiences and. That's awesome. And the addiction thing too, I think that should be a show in the future.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I think you can help a lot of people. I mean, 21 years, that's hardcore. So, congratulations.
One day at a time, baby. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks so much for calling, and I look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Okay, you take care. Love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care, all.
All right, love you too. Wow.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, you guys are just so beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in and just being so real and honest and... That's what this is about. Again, you're not alone. None of us are perfect. We've gone through things, right? And, when you think you're not good enough, just look back at what you've already made it through. If you can make it through that, right? Whatever that is in your life, all the things you have already overcome, what's just one more hurdle, right? So, okay, so we went a little extra here because I felt that I didn't get through all of the questions, but I think we kind of did, just not in a very structured way, definitely very circular, but yeah, I always appreciate your questions and your comments, your topic suggestions as well. And I want to thank you for being here these last couple days. This is my second show and you know, the second and pushing the buttons and making it work by myself, which is really weird because it was something I never thought I could do. But I kind of want to sum up the questions. Okay, so one of the questions that I meant to address and think I kind of did, but I just want to summarize, what is the only right way to heal? And again, that's about getting to know yourself, okay? In a nutshell, I have literally hundreds of videos on my YouTube channel. That's Christy Aphrodite. And if you want to, I mean, there's so many videos, so I have them in, most of them are in playlists. So Coffee with Christy, or the My Personal Trauma Healing Journey, those are good places to go. But there's lots of newer titles, too, that might stand out to you. And the next question, the one thing that we are missing the most when it comes to self-healing. So we did definitely talk about that. The one thing that people are missing the most is the root, and the root is always trauma. So as we discussed before, healing is not just physical. It's emotional. It's mental. And spiritual. We have to bring all of that together back with our source in harmony with nature, in alignment with our path, our true soul's purpose. And if you don't know what that is, I suggest you take that break until you find out. Because if you don't, it could be as extreme as it was for Casey and I. And I'm super grateful for it. What a crazy adventure. Like, I never would have designed something like that for myself or anyone. Like, who would have even thought something like that could happen? But it did give me a lot of skills, and ultimately it showed me who I am, who I'm not, and what I really am capable of. So each time we step outside of our comfort zone, we're telling ourselves that we trust ourselves. Okay? Like I said before, if you're not listening to your intuition, why do you expect it to keep giving to you? And if you're not feeding your body the proper fuels, right? If you are not taking as good a care of your body as you are your vehicle, okay? I mean, what would you actually expect? Input, output. So we have to get right with that. But before, above and beyond any diet, above and beyond any supplement, above and beyond anything you can do, going to the root of the trauma that caused the problem in the first place. So I've asked before, how did I heal myself while homeless? I didn't have access to juicers, to herbs, to perfect organic garden, the diet I used to have. All I had was the time to get right with myself. That's what it's going to take. That alone time that you abhor, that you constantly have to seek another distraction for, even a book. I mean, books are great, right? Videos are great. Radio shows are great. Internet's great, right? But not all the time. We can't be constantly bombarded with anything. Like if you're a slave to your phone and have your ringer on, turn it off. Like, spend that time with yourself. Don't just jump out of bed. And if you can go without an alarm, that would be great. And if you do have to set it, then you know what? Set it an hour earlier. So you have that hour to yourself in that in-between state, okay, to really think. So the process of just asking these questions to yourself, even if you don't know the answer, even if you think you'll never find it, just the process of acknowledging, thank you for being there, check engine light. I have to read the user manual. I'm not quite sure why this light is going off like that. And I know it doesn't feel good, but I really want to know. And the more we know about ourselves and nature, the more we see the perfect design that we were blessed with. Nothing outside of you, nothing outside of us can heal us. I can't heal you. No shaman, no teacher, no guru, no doctor, no drug. Nothing outside yourself can heal you. Okay? You are the only one that can heal you. Yeah. Once you know that, then you will know your own right way to heal. There is no roadmap. You're not doing it wrong, even if you think you are. It is simply the fact that you are going through the process. And even being honest with the fact that you don't know what you're doing, but still being dedicated to doing it. That's when you know you're in the process of self-healing. Are you going to make your traumas disappear? Probably not. But are you going to be able to deal with them and let them fuel your passion to ignite that spark inside you? Because I guarantee if you really knew yourself, your trauma would be part of your blessing, the gift that you have to share with the world. Okay? So don't brush it aside. Don't be ashamed of yourself or blame yourself like so many communities want you to do. And definitely, please, please, please don't drug yourself, okay? They're not... We'll talk about that in another show because I'm way over time now, but I just wanted to try to get some of these points out here about real healing. And yeah, so the trauma's not going to go away. It's not all airy-fairy, law of attraction, put some pictures on your wall, think good thoughts, bullcrap. And you know what? If you're hanging out with those vampires, and that's what they are. They're sucking you dry, right? And they're actually... when they suck you dry, they're making you feel all of the feelings that they're telling you not to have. And then they go and blame you. Anyways, look, it's all within you. Everything you need. Your body, you don't have to tell it which chemical to make, how much cholesterol for your liver to produce, or how much, you don't have to tell your heart to beat or how often to breathe. It is a well-designed machine that when fueled properly will heal itself. So you want to heal yourself, get right with yourself and that proper fuel, step away from the distractions, step away from the middlemen, and believe in yourself above all, above anyone and anything. Believe in yourself. All right, man. I think that's it. I'm going to push some more buttons. And thank you again for bearing with me in all of these little idiosyncrasies. But I think Chuck's right. Pretty soon there won't be any... thing for you to laugh at me about, except for my ridiculous voice and the way I dress and my crooked face and the fact that I can hardly ever complete a coherent sentence. And that's all right. I'm not ashamed. And that's how I know I'm healed. Because I'm not trying to cover up my scars, my impurities, my insecurities, my mistakes, the things I'm used to blame myself for, was criticized for. And I know I totally suck at almost everything I do. But I also know that if I keep pushing those same buttons and keep trying, you know, it's something. And the one thing I can say is, as imperfect everything I do is that it came from my heart. So I wish this for you. I want every single thing you do in your life to come from your heart. Because when it is, that's when you know you're there. That's what real freedom is. Not being bound to the societal prisons and everything else that we have discussed here. So with that, I hope you have the best night ever. It's Thursday. So yeah, normally I'm going to be Monday through Thursday. But this week I'm actually going to be here Sunday. So I hope you can join us. It'll be the same time, Eastern. Sorry, it's not my time zone. No, I'm 10 p.m. 10 p.m. Eastern to midnight, Monday through Thursday. But this week, I'm going to be here Sunday with the Peace Dealer, and we are going to talk stars and planets and all that fun stuff. So thank you again for being here. Have an awesome night.
Reminder,
this is the voice of
America Broadcasting Worldwide.
The age of transitions.
Warning, warning, warning.
Uncle the podcast.
The O'Chelly Effect.
Orkin's Policy Radio with Pierce Redman
on O'Chelly.com.
Mr. Glass Eye, we already know they ain't real tears. Don't cry, Mr. Glass Eye, I haven't seen you weep for many years. Don't sigh, this is Blue Heart, we already know you're dead as hell. Don't sigh, that cold, cold heart, everybody knows of you so well. 'Cause you're not real people, you don't have real love, you don't have feelings at all. You climb that steeple way up above, such a long way, such a long, long way to fall. Such a long way, such a long, long way to fall. Such a long way, such a long, long way to fall. Don't laugh like the old clown, there is nothing happy in his mind. Don't smile here in my town, think that all who see are blind. 'Cause you're not real people, you don't have real love, you don't have feelings at all. You climb that steeple way up above, such a long way, such a long, long way to fall. Such a long way, such a long, long way to fall. Such a long way, such a long, long way to fall.
Reminder that this is the voice of America Broadcasting.
Broadcasting Worldwide.
The Age of Transitions.
Warning, warning, warning.
I'll go with the podcast.
The Ocelli Effect.
Orkin's Policy Radio with Pierce Redman
on Ocelli.com.